special needs moms. We need some love here. Some dads need some love here. So get your husbands in on this. They might think it's funny. Viewer discretion is advised. So don't have your kiddos around. It's probably not going to sound good for them. But get your husbands in. Yeah, let's do that.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back. That was totally unplanned, and it was perfect.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Hello, hello. Hope everyone's doing well.
Welcome back.
Yep. I didn't know how to transition. I was lost. I don't know.
So today we thought we'd just kind of go over some things that Piper is doing and changing. So this weekend was Alicia's birthday.
Yes, yes, it was. It was fabulous.
She's an old lady now.
I am not. Shut your face. And he's only saying that because I'm temporarily older in number than he is.
What can I say? I like an older woman.
But if you met us in person, you would know he's way older than me in every other way.
So yeah, this weekend was Alicia's birthday weekend, and we did some stuff. We went out bowling, and Piper went. She didn't actually bowl.
No. I mean, we guess we could have tried, but honestly, she was just happy to, like, be there.
Yeah, with all, like, the lights and stuff there at the bowling alley.
With my cousins and some of their side of the family. And yeah, it was good. It was super fun, and it was, like, cosmic bowling. See, they turn the lights off, and it's neon and lasers and...
Yeah, Piper enjoyed it.
She did.
And then Saturday, since Piper has gotten on her new seizure medication.
Well, we should probably go back just maybe like slightly. Okay. Like, what?
Rewind.
I guess. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. I don't know. Piper has not been away from us in probably 4 years.
Yes, correct.
Piper. And by I mean away from us, I mean she's been with us. She's never spent a night away from us. There have been like a couple of hours she's spent with my mom or his mom.
We've gone out to dinner or something and she hangs out with somebody for a couple of hours.
Yeah. Or, you know, school. Obviously she's away for several hours a day, but I mean, really she's been with us because she was going through a rough time with her health and with her seizures.
Yeah. Her seizure activity was running pretty rampant.
Yeah. So.
And then she was getting sick, like severely sick.
Leaving her with somebody for an extended amount of time was not an option. Or at least it didn't feel like an option.
It didn't feel like that was plausible for us.
Didn't feel, you know, if anybody knows, you know, probably just doesn't feel good because you're constantly worried because at the end of the day, no matter how much the people in our lives that love her, I will always think I can do a better job because I'm her mother.
Well, of course. And it's a lot. Her situation is a lot to ask someone to deal with.
Yeah, to take on.
To take on.
It is, and yeah. And I get that.
When she has a major seizure, it is absolutely terrifying, even for us. Yeah.
So, I mean, we get it. It's not.
But.
It's not, you know, it's fine.
She, like Alicia was saying, she hasn't spent the night really in 4 years anywhere.
Yeah, no, she's been with
us. And the only place that...
Or the hospital, and I've been there. So yeah. Either way.
And the only place that she ever slept over was at my mom's house.
Yeah.
She slept over at your parents' house once. That was...
One time.
Yep, that was like a one in Dundale.
Yes. My mother just said, nope, I'm not okay with this. And I said... Okay. I can't make you be okay with it. It's not like...
And it's totally fine. She doesn't need to be okay with it. That's not...
It is. It is a lot to ask somebody to...
So, with Piper now being on a new seizure medication and being maxed out on another seizure medication and starting another seizure medication. Her seizures have been pretty much under control for about the last year.
Yeah.
A little more than a year.
Half, I think.
So we were talking and we decided to give it a shot and see how that goes.
Well, so what happened is, like, I mean, it came about because Jesse's job does inventory and they do take volunteers. And I have done it for many, many years. I usually volunteer and go work there for inventory to make just, you know, a tiny bit of extra money. It's not
nothing getting extravagant, rich, but it helps.
And the only way that was going to be plausible for us to both be gone is if we had somebody watch overnight. And I was like, well, you know what? Screw this. I am not sending her away overnight for the first time in like 4 years for us to work, because that's stupid. So if we're going to go down this road, I'm saving it and I'm using it on my birthday. So we can actually go out and enjoy each other and a night and
try and have a fun night.
Yeah. Like,
which we did. We went out.
We did.
We met up with some friends and had some drinks at a local bar.
Listened to some bands play.
Yep. Had some live music and just hung out.
Yeah.
It was really nice. And my mom said that Piper had a great night.
Which is wonderful to hear.
That she did great. She went to bed. She slept through the night. Woke up relatively like normal, like she does.
Yeah, average time.
And, you know, no problems. No hiccups, no nothing.
Yeah.
Which was a nice positive reinforcement for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, because you just worry. Is the one time that we decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's always going to be a worry. Let's go ahead
and just give this a shot. And then all of a sudden, boom, everything goes sideways.
Yeah.
Like, but you can't just live in fear.
Yeah, it's not really
and it's conducive like I told to anything. My mom, and if anything comes up, just call us and call 911.
Yeah.
Like
really. They will get her where she needs to be. I'll be, you know. But, and you're right. And it will probably always be that way. I don't think that's going to change.
Oh, yes.
Just given who she is, like, it's just better to expect the unexpected because it's who she is as a person.
But it was nice because Piper was really excited.
She was.
We told her that we were going to go see Nana. She got super excited.
Mm-hmm.
She was excited on the car ride there. And then when we got there, she was excited.
And apparently started to have a party once we left.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom said that she was in a really good mood and stuff and that she was kind of laughing at Papa Joe. He was laughing at Papa Joe and because he was getting frustrated. He was messing with his
surround
sound or something and couldn't get something hooked up and was just bitching and moaning, and Piper was just laughing, thought it was the funniest thing. So
yeah, apparently he looked over him and he's like, can you guys like be quiet and settle down? And Piper just laughed at him because that's who she is. Yeah. Like, I don't think so. No.
I don't know who you think you're talking to,
but
that's
happening.
Not going to happen.
Oh, man. So it turned out great, which, you know,
it's
nice. I don't think it's going to be...
It's not going to be an all-the-time
regular
thing.
Like it was. And I don't know if I like to use it regular.
I wouldn't say regular, but it was more often.
Yeah. I won't go back to that, especially just because Piper's getting bigger.
It is still
physically
quite a bit
taxing
for
to
my
take
mom
care
with
of
her fibro. Like it,
just in general.
Fibromyalgia doesn't help it, but Piper is definitely getting taller. She's just getting bigger, and
she's almost nine. She's
Well, and she's almost as tall as my mom.
So,
like, I think my mom's maybe got a foot on Piper, if that. But it is nice that can be an option that we feel comfortable enough.
Yeah. You know, maybe when Piper's your birthday rolls around.
Yeah. You know, something like that. That Piper's seizure activity has gone down and is definitely more manageable.
Yeah.
And that we feel okay for her to be somewhere overnight.
Yeah. And we did,
because it's not something that we do lightly. That's why it will not be a regular thing.
No, I was up at 5 this morning. I just happened to wake up, and then of course I couldn't go back to sleep because all I could think about was like, okay, maybe is she awake now or is she sleeping? Like, oh, I don't know. Like, I have no idea because that's who I am. And I, but apparently she was just hunky dory and dandy.
Yeah, we did get there. Huh? Did you have a good time with Nana? Yeah. Did you have so much fun? Yeah. Did you give Papa Joe a hard time? Yeah. Were you laughing and making fun of Papa Joe? Yeah. Oh my goodness. Nana said you just laughed at him. Yeah.
We did get there really early to pick her up though, like 8:30.
Yeah. And it was daylight savings time, so we lost an hour. So, like,
so really, it was like 7:30.
But we had, you know, my mom and
originally, your mom had plans.
And then she had done them on Saturday instead of Sunday. But we had already told her that we'd be there early to get her. So it was like, no big deal. But then my mom was not even ready. She's like, Piper has only been up for like an hour. And she was feeding her some food to try and get something in her belly, and just before her feed started and stuff. And yeah, she was like, she had a great night. Things were good. Yeah.
In case you can't hear her, she's thrilled.
Yeah, she's excited.
So yeah, it was good, but it was, you know, it felt, it was like a small step forward.
Yes.
Is that what we're going to call it?
It was a little step forward. And it was nice being able to get out and have a good time. I even had a few drinks, which I don't normally do. Knowing that she's been okay for this nice long extended period of time.
Yeah.
So being worried and a little nervous, yes, but comfortable enough to
also enjoy the night.
Yes, also enjoy the night.
Yeah.
I had a whole thought and now it's gone.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Don't know where it went.
Oh,
so it's funny. So she has stayed with Jesse's mom, you know, for a couple hours at a time before with her whole new feeding tube and a pump and all that stuff. But we didn't take into account that there are things she hasn't done with her feeding tube and her pump because she's never had to.
Yeah, because I've dealt with it when I'm there and we're just spending time with her.
And so we're like, it's fine, just call us if you need us. But, I mean, you know, the basics should be fine. Of course. And of course, something happened. No big deal. It was minor, easy peasy. But apparently, I guess she had texted Jesse and like sent him pictures and he didn't respond.
I had my phone in my jacket and I had taken my jacket off and hung it on the back of the chair I was sitting on. So I didn't hear it or feel the vibration.
So she called me. So I had to like walk her through trying to get it all set up and running correctly again.
Because her pump like tipped over,
so air got in the line,
air into the line, and then it'll stop as a safety feature instead of pumping air into a person.
I'll tell you, all the food's gone.
Yeah, it tells you it's not pumping anything.
And she's never had to deal with that, so she was like, I don't know how to handle this.
What's going on?
So I had to talk her through that, which is, again, it's super easy. It wasn't a big deal. She handled it. She was like, I'm so sorry I had to call you. I'm like, I would
prefer you to call me.
Instead of,
and I noticed that I had missed a call, and I called her back, and you know, just touching base. Everything okay, Mom? We're good, yeah. And she's like, yeah, we're fine. I got a hold of Alicia, and I'm like, yeah, I know. Just want to make sure, double check. We're good. Enjoy your night. Bye.
She always tries to get rid of us super quick.
Yeah, as soon as we get there, she's like, okay, tell Mom and Dad bye. Just bye, leave.
Yeah, I don't need you. I just need Piper.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, that feels accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You enjoy your time with Nana.
So, Yeah, we just kind of want to talk about that because actually it was like a big milestone for us and for
Piper. For as little of a step as it was actually a nice milestone. Like you said, like it
yeah.
is kind of a big deal because
it is a big deal.
Nice to be able to recognize that, you know, she has been doing so well uh-huh. with having her seizures under control to the point that we feel comfortable enough to try this avenue again.
Yeah.
And it is. It's very nice. And my mom was excited for it.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I have missed our sleepovers, you know.
Like, and she thought they were done for good. She was like, that was it. Then we'll never have another one. Yep. And I think she was really surprised when I called her and asked her. Because I asked her, I'm like, you know, are you busy? Do you want to take Piper? And she was like, sure, I'll take her. And then I was like, so what do you think about having her all night? And she was like, like things are good, like you're comfortable with that. I'm like, well, I wouldn't be asking.
She knew that her seizure activity had definitely gone up.
Well, I mean, she knew that, yeah.
Well, and it really had scared her because she had quite a few big ones.
Yeah.
Before we had managed to get them under control, and you know, it rocks us to our core. And my mom's like, I can't handle that. You know. Which, again, it's a lot to ask someone to take on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, again, to get to that stage where it's like, well, we really think she'll be okay, Mom. Like, honestly, you really shouldn't have any issues, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just call us.
Call the ambulance. You know, we'll get it figured out. But we're good. So, yeah, she enjoyed it. Piper enjoyed it. It was a good weekend. I think you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend for somebody who didn't make any plans for her weekend because I did not.
Nope, you didn't.
I
even tried to get you to like make decisions.
I made your decisions. Weekend,
whatever you want to do.
I did make decisions.
You did. Not at first, though. You're like, well, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because I was like, I don't care. Like,
blah, blah, blah.
That's exactly how I acted.
Just carefree. Don't even care.
Can't help it that that's who I am as a human.
But no, it was fun. It was a good, fun weekend. Had a good milestone. Yeah, good weekend.
Yeah, and it was funny because so my cousin's husband, his birthday is the day before mine. And then my other cousin, his birthday is also in March. We have a gajillion March birthdays. And then like their daughter's birthday is in March. It's a whole thing.
It's crazy.
And we all went bowling together. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we just started a new
tradition
for March birthdays. We'll just have to all get together and go bowling now. Because, you know, it's too hard to celebrate every single person's birthday. There's so many of us. And
then there's me all the way at the end of the year in September.
Whatever. I do a birthday brunch at the end of the year.
It's not for me. It's for all the cousins.
You are correct. But I celebrate your birthday for you. That's different.
Yeah, okay.
Don't act like you're all by yourself down there at the end of the year. Maxwell's sitting right next to you. His birthday's in October.
I guess that's true.
So is JJ's.
JJ's in November.
October.
No, I mean like we're like solos. He is all alone in October.
No, he's not. JJ is in October.
I thought JJ was November.
Rebecca is in November.
Okay. Well then who else is in September?
Our anniversary is in September.
No, I'm talking birthdays.
Don't make me find one.
In the family that we're close to, I'm the only September birthday.
I'm going to ask my mom because she knows all the birthdays.
Okay.
Okay.
So when it comes out that I'm the only September birthday.
Oh, good Lord. One man.
Exactly.
Good Lord. This is ridiculous. There's just, I don't know.
You love me.
I mean, I do.
Wow, that look on your face just showed so much love.
I'm sorry, did you want my Twitter-pated face? I don't even know what that looks like.
You haven't had a Twitter-pated face in 17 years, so don't give me that.
Do I have a Twitter-pated face?
I don't even know what it looks like anymore because it's been so long.
Yeah, I don't know either. Couldn't tell you. It's going well. We do love each other still. Yeah. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yours was way more convincing than mine, by the way.
Well, I was just trying to meet the pace that was set.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Pineapple. That was good. That was perfect.
That was good.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Well, thanks for checking back in with us. Glad that you came back and listened to us rant and rave and talk about our little accomplishments.
Piper's little accomplishment, really.
It was Piper's little accomplishment.
Okay, Piper's giant accomplishment.
We're just getting to reap a little bit of a reward for
it. Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for coming back. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.